Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so there's a big story going around right now. It's definitely popping on the socials where this dad had to take his young daughters in to wash their hands. Take it away, Katie.
Okay, so it involves Oklahoma father Tyler, and man, he got a debate going after he recorded a confrontation at an Alabama gas station. So he brought his two young daughters into the women's restroom when he was on this road trip, right? And he said he knocked and announced his presence beforehand to ensure the women's restroom was empty. I want to preface it with that.
He
chose the women's room over the men's restroom because he felt the men's facility, often containing open urinals and occupied by adult men, was not a safe or appropriate environment for his young daughters. So while he was in there helping his daughters wash their hands, someone, an older guy, aggressively confronted him. And there's video of this. You can see this guy just, he is so mad about it. He's shouting at him, demanding they leave, arguing that his wife and ill mother-in-law needed to use the restroom but felt uncomfortable with Tyler in there, with the man inside the restroom. So this guy who was yelling at Tyler called 911. And part of the video is him telling the police, there's a guy in the bathroom. He's got his girls in here. But here's the thing is, like, they're trying to de-escalate the situation. The cops arrive and they're like, you know, he has not broken any laws. This isn't a police manager. But the whole thing, again, went viral. But the whole thing went viral and was put up on the internet. And now folks are debating about it because it is very much like, I 100% think he's in the right. If a man wants to bring his two young girls into the women's restroom, as long as he made sure and checked it beforehand, made sure it was empty, announced his presence, it's 100% okay. He's trying to make his daughters feel comfortable. So that's where I'm 100% okay with it. But you and Josh have both said you don't think it's okay.
I don't know.
Well, you've both said that you think it's okay for him to bring the girls into the men's bathroom. And I think that part I understand why he wants to bring them into the women's instead.
Listen, here's the thing.
I do.
So
think it's okay.
Then this is where the argument just gets going because people have a side on this.
I guess I'm coming at it because I have kids. I have a daughter. You know, I think I've had to do this before. And I would just go into the men's room and quickly wash hands and leave.
But
just hit the sinks.
I think they're washing their hands in the video, but I think they went to the bathroom. I think the girls used the restroom.
Well, that's a whole different thing then. Then, yes, I would prefer the women's bathroom than the men's in that circumstance.
And would you go in there with your young girl to make sure she was okay?
I would probably pop my head in and just see if anybody was in there. And if nobody was in there, I'd let them go, if they're capable, probably by themselves, if nobody was in there.
Okay.
And just kind of stand guard at the door, maybe, and then maybe keep popping my head in and saying, hey, you okay? Everything good? I would just kind of monitor probably from outside. I don't know if I'd go fully in.
Well, in the video, you can see Tyler. It is a rest stop.
Rest stop's
so
weird, too.
Well, gas station. It's at a gas station. So it's at the bathroom in the gas station. But in the video, you can see Tyler is hoisting his young daughter up to the sink so she can wash her hands.
Okay, so they need help.
So he's in the bathroom with them. And that is apparently the problem that this older gentleman has and who's causing this big scene.
That's just an old crotchety man that just wants to get in other people's business.
Yes.
It is.
Just shut up, man.
There are people taking both sides of this. There are people who are defending the man's actions, saying he had every right to be upset. And then there are people defending Tyler and saying he's just being a girl dad trying to take care of his young daughters.
His kids just needed to wash their hands and go to the bathroom, leave the guy alone. Now, I will say, it was funny off the air because we briefly talked about this and we're like, hold on, let's talk about it more on the air. Katie was extremely worried that if the girls went into the men's restroom, they might see pee-pee-ding-ding.
Yeah, because the urinals.
Pee-pee-ding-ding.
Like, and we're not familiar with it. All I imagine you guys just
we're just walking around,
like,
just sword fighting or something.
I have no idea.
No, and Josh and I had to explain. It's like you're not seeing pee-pee-ding-ding.
You don't know.
You're standing at the urinal, and even if there's no divider, you're staring ahead. You don't.
But
mostly there's a lot of times just dividers.
99% of the time there are dividers in there too. I've been in men's restrooms my entire life and I've never seen one. Okay. Like, genuinely, I
but
have.
But I've seen men come in with their kids and their daughters and just wash hands and stuff, and I've never thought anything
but
about
that's the
it.
Thing.
And if they're that young, they're not going to think twice about what they're seeing or what's going on, those girls.
No, they're not.
Even though they are girls, they're not going to think twice about it.
They're not going to, but in my mind, I'm like, as a young person, I mean, I'm sure you guys have had the talk with your fathers when you're in the urinal, you look straight. You don't look down, you don't look around, you don't talk. Like, you've probably had that conversation, so you know what the etiquette is.
No. Common sense.
Kids? So common sense. So you've done it a million times, but I'm sure there was a moment where it was curious for you too, and you looked. You're like, huh.
Listen, it only happened once here at work where a guy looked. He peeked.
I'm just saying.
And I'm not even joking about that. And he was a really tall guy, and we were standing at the urinals, and he peeked over. And I was like, did you just peek? I was like, you peeked. It's like,
see,
there's no peeking.
So, and that's the thing. It's like, for a woman, like, I had no idea. I thought you guys just peeked all the time.
No,
you guys
there's
just,
no peeking. Like, and
Katie,
we're not walking around
it.
With it, you know, out and about.
No.
It's not getting fresh air.
Katie,
anything,
if the girls did need to use the restroom and not just wash their hands, there are actual stalls in there, you know, where
it's
they
still,
can...
I don't know.
I just think if you look at it from the premise of how this all got started, and that was a young father thought it was okay to go into the women's restroom with his young daughters to help them out.
And I do think it's okay.
There's nobody in there.
So that's the question. Do you think it's okay for a guy to bring his daughters into the women's bathroom? I 100% think that's okay.
Now, what if you're in there, nobody's in there, and you're standing there waiting and helping, and then women come in? Then what?
And then
you
say, I'm here helping. We will be out in a second. Please let me finish up.
Yeah.
I think women across the board will be
fine.
Like,
yes.
We are okay with you bringing your daughters
into
the restroom. So that's where
if
I just think.
You're just a normal human.
Well, not
with some common
human,
sense and courtesy. You'd be like, hey, I get it, Dad. You know,
yes.
Kudos to you. You know, helping these girls out. We'll wait just a second.
Exactly. And so that's kind of where the question was phrased, is where do you think it's okay? Should Tyler have brought his young daughters into the men's restroom?
Well, especially if no one was in there either. Women's. I mean, if you peep your head in and there's no one in the men's restroom, just bring your young daughters in, wash your hands, do whatever. Because I'm kind of on Jer's side. Like, yeah, I would have probably just peeked my head in. Because I have sisters. And I remember when we were very young, my dad would take them in, you know, if it was with my dad, or I would go to the women's restroom with my mom, like when I was very young. And again, like he said, it never occurred to me that it was weird or anything. I was just with my parent using the restroom.
Yeah.
So I think that's what
Josh
the same.
Josh pees sitting down all the time.
I didn't even know you could stand up until we had this conversation.
No issues of peeking with Josh because he sits down.
I'm in the stall.
We got Patty, Emily, and Vicky. We'll try to quickly work through these three calls. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hey, you. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think it was a right thing to do. You know, these kids are little. They don't know what's going on. And there's a lot of strange people out there. And we have to protect them. You are their protector. As a parent, no matter what you have to do, you do what you need to do. This is what's got to wake up parents.
Hey,
we're
Patty.
Not living in the 1400s.
Oh, God.
Okay?
No.
And
no,
another
no.
thing, if anything... Oh. Get yourself, you know, if they complain, so much complain, then they need to have more family-friendly bathrooms.
They do. Okay. That's a
go.
Great point, Patty.
Those
Thank
family
you,
changing rooms are just...
Game changers.
Game changers.
Yeah,
you ever snuck into one by yourself, though, without... Just
that's
get
not
in
what
there?
They're for, Jeremy.
Just spread out. No. You put hands on the walls there, you just spread out. Thank you, Patty. Very wise. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, what are your thoughts on this hand-washing story?
So I remember when I was around 6 or 7, I remember my dad taking me into a men's restroom, and it scarred me for years. It freaked me out. I was so nervous. There were so many men. I felt way too much, and I'll never forget it. I would never, ever let my daughter go into the men's restroom at this point.
Oh, okay. My gosh. You were 6 and you remember that?
6'7".
Wow.
Yeah.
What was good? Keep it radio friendly, but what the hell was going on in that bathroom? What were you seeing? I mean, I'm not familiar with this. I've been into a lot of men's rooms, you know?
Just very, very crowded. There was probably, it was one of those
trough.
Like giant, giant restrooms. And I just remember seeing men everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm little and I have no idea what's happening. And it was very aggressive from my perspective.
Yeah. And I don't like that. If I were to go in there with my daughter and there was that many dudes in there, I'd be like, no, we're going to find another option.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah. All right, Emily. So you're against it. Or wait, what are you?
Against the men's room.
Against the men's room. So you're okay with this dad going into the women's room?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If I'm in the women's restroom and I see a dad with his daughters, I'm like, good on you.
Yeah. All
well,
right.
Because
that's
it's
good.
About keeping the kids comfortable, right? I think that's mm-hmm. the best part of what this dad did is he knew that he would probably get some flack or at least expected it. But I mean, he was trying to help his daughters out in this moment, which as we can see from Emily, I'm glad he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Emily, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate you. Let's wrap things up with Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Are y'all fired up right now, Vicky?
No, I think that old guy needs to chill.
Yeah, he does.
No joke. That's the bottom line of this story, right? Yeah. Like, buzz off, dude. That guy's, he needs a good old-fashioned throat punch, I think is what
yeah.
he needs.
When I tested, I said, you know, I know some of the colleges now, the dorms are completely co-ed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all boy-girl. It doesn't matter. And, like, the shower and the stalls are all floor-to-ceiling covered, so you don't see anything. The sink areas are co-ed. And the kids are fine with it. The parents thought, you know, it's a little whatever. But I don't want to name the schools because I don't want anybody
yeah, but
to
that's college.
Schools,
but... I mean, everything's co-ed yeah. in college. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But you're right. No, Vicky.
For the little girls, yeah. I think it's better that the dad takes them into the women's room
yeah.
versus the
I
men's
agree.
Room.
I'm with
and
you.
And that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
I am totally. Now, let me ask you, Vicky. You walk in. There's this dad in there washing the hands of the girls. What do you say? What do you do?
I would say that's fine. I'm a mom. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, go for it. Especially if the restroom was empty when he mm-hmm. went in. It was like, yeah, he's going to do his thing with the kids. He's not doing anything. He's just washing his kid's hand. He's a dad.
That's right.
What do you do at home? Yep. You know, I mean, what do you do at home? You have co-ed bathrooms at home.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I thought exactly for sure you'd right. say you'd walk in and just go to a stall and just tear it up. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Gosh, Terry.
Just go and do my business.
Yeah.
You know, if I have to go to a stall, I don't care.
Yeah, that'll teach him. Get in there and tear it up, Vicky. Thank you for the call. Don't mind me. Just keep washing your kids' hands. It's fine. I'm glad that you're a good dad. You're doing your best.
Girl dad's rock.
Girl dad.